One person was brutally killed in Yei River County in the early hours of yesterday morning while coming back from home after watching a football match at a nightclub. The incident happened around 1 a.m. on Thursday. To get more details on the matter, we have on the line Commissioner of Yei River County, Agrey Cyrus.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioner, and welcome to Miraya Breakfast.
Morning to you, and thank you very much for calling this morning.
Yes, going to the murder story, what are the facts surrounding this incident, Commissioner?
The incident that happened and led to the killing of Arike Stephen was just after watch of a football match late in the night, and the football match completed at around 1 a.m. As he was returning from the football match, he fell into the hands of two criminals, and these criminals escorted him to his house, and they forced him to open the door, and his wife was inside, and then they also followed him inside. And inside, they asked for money, and the wife produced first some money, 3,000, and then they said the money was so little, and then the wife went to produce another 12. So after that, they then separated them, and this Arike was brought outside. The money, the wife was left outside. The two, one with a gun and one with the one with the wood club escorted Arike outside, and then the one with the gun remained with the woman and attempted to rape her. So in the process, when he was attempting to rape her, Arike then felt to go and rescue his wife. So they confronted each other with the one with the club. And then while he was rushing to rescue the wife, then the criminal came from outside and shot him dead. That was what happened.
Wow. Have any of the suspects been identified?
This morning we have arrested two suspects. We still want to do further investigations before we can reach conclusion.
Okay. Now, what is the current mood among neighbors and locals after this incident?
Of course, it is a surprise. I mean, of course, these kind of incidences are just like incidences that happen in Juba. And you know, the people of VA are so much calm, and the incidences like happening in Juba becomes unusual here. The neighbors are so scared because of what happened.
Yes, last week, actually, you, as head of the county authority there, launched both day and night patrols. How effective are these patrols if we are still experiencing brutal deaths in Yei?
You know, if the suspects are the right ones, I think they are familiar with each other. And then the problem is adherence to rules and regulations that government set. By us issuing such an order to prevent people not to move after 11, it is because we did a lot of security analysis and tried to prevent such kind of occurrences that last month happened, that one person was shot dead at around 10, and we are trying to find who might have done this, and we failed to arrest a suspect. And then we had the abduction of chief, and we also had some criminals that are ganging themselves up. So we are trying to protect and prevent people from being hurt. But you know, young men with football and football match, beyond 11 was what we were fearing. And we had announced that to give the people the precautions. The first security is the security of yourself. Each person should take care of himself or herself before another person takes care of you. So if we violate the precautions that are provided by an authority like us, and we go beyond the time that we provide, they become the victims, and then it gives us an awkward situation where we would really urge citizens to respect what government says.
Okay, now I just wanted to find out. You've mentioned some incidences from the past. Are there some that you, some of the perpetrators that you've arrested and convicted for, you know, committing such or atrocities?
Yeah, they were. They were, of course, such kind of. Some of them are still here in jail. We are looking for ways of how to get them into the court. The judges are not permanent here. They come temporarily and they leave, and they have not been sitting in court to try some of these cases. They are, of course, they are such kind of cases, yes.
Just help me confirm, those who are still in jail, are they suspects or these are confirmed and guilty people? Because I believe you, after court is when you're found guilty. So how do you deal with that?
Of course, the prosecutors, they draw conclusions on a suspect to be going to court after finding out that the suspect is a legitimate criminal.
Mm-hmm.
We consider them as legitimate criminals until the court passes a verdict to justify them to be guilty or not guilty. At least I know there are six who are suspects that are qualified to have participated in acts of crime.
All right. So what assurance are you going to give, or are you giving now, to the civil population in Yei? How can you assure them that they will be safe and that these people will actually be caught, arrested, and held accountable?
The processes that we are undertaking, as I came here to be the commissioner at the current moment, is to build confidence from the population, from citizens, and to build the relationship between the people and the government. What has made the government find difficult to arrest criminals is when the community, the people, are sympathetic to criminals. So this is the confidence building that we want to do, because why are they sympathetic to the criminals? Was because there was lack of trust to our security agency, lack of trust to the government. This trust is what we want to build to bring confidence that we will share information freely. Criminals, if they stay within the people and the people do not want them to be arrested, then it becomes very difficult. I see positive response from the people responding effectively now to identify hot spots where criminals hide and where crimes are committed. That is a positive step. By that step ahead, I have the confidence that we will bring down actions or activities that will be conducted by criminals. One step we have taken ahead is preventing and restricting consumption of opium. Opium has been instrumental in causing crime in Yei and even in Juba. I mean, this opium is a crime drive. So this is one. And the next thing, we are closing down to these criminals that target people because of their wealth or because of their relationship, because of their poverty level. So these are some incidences that we are undertaking here.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner, for joining us this morning on Miraya Breakfast.
Welcome. Thank you.